5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Oh, man, I got some great stuff here. I was going to do an Applebee's commercial. Yeah, okay, you talked me into it. I'll go over here and do it.
And a little bit of chicken thigh. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Get 5 boneless wings for $1 with any handcrafted burger. Only at Applebee's.
I just liked it. Liked the music. They fit it together. I'm guessing they didn't write that song. They probably just got it, and it fit, and bang. It's got a nice feel to it. Anyway, we're going to talk about Andrew today a little bit because he's empowering us all to go after the digital. He is the number one printer in America, in my view, because he's getting people out of digital. That's what we need to understand. It's not enough to put mail in as a little piece of your digital omni-channel. Do a little mail. You know what happens? The attribution crushes it. Why? Because of tracking codes, because of cookies. Anybody that's ever been on the internet with their browser is going to get attributed over to digital. It's lies. Yeah. But when Procter & Gamble stops their digital or cuts 40%, their sales go up. Nobody knows what's going on. You can't convince me that they know what's going on. So let's go look at the real. So Andrew inspired me. Next Wednesday at 2:00, and I just was texting with Matthew Parker. He's got it on the calendar. He says he's coming. This is going to be the greatest one yet. It's not serious. We just have fun, but it's a chance for you to actually get to know people in the direct mail and print industry. And you know, I'm a little disappointed with NMOA. They canceled it right before I already had my ticket and everything was all set. I printed up new business cards. I think association is really important, and this is not serious. You can still surf your email if you want, but you'll have a lot of fun. They've been great. Okay, so I get a lot of people on LinkedIn who, you know, want to sell me stuff. Lead generation, 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Right, Chicago time. 2 p.m. Chicago time. Can you figure that out? If you go to the WDMA.org and click on it, you'll see the link. Oops, it's over here. You'll see the link, and you can get the time put on your calendar for your time, whatever it is. Because I know Phoenix is all backwards and upside down. They do it or they don't do it or something on daylight savings time. They're on another planet. At least they've gotten rid of it, which I'm actually impressed with. I wish we could get rid of it for the whole country. In fact, I'm all for one time zone. If China can have one time zone with their size, we can too. Russia has 11. Anyway. So this guy engages me, and he's a digital agency guy, and I said, I shouldn't admit this, but I said, do you really think digital works? And he writes back, yes, 100% with the right strategy. And of course, if you've ever watched my show, you know digital is a tactic. It's not a strategy. It's worse than not a strategy. It might not even be a tactic, but it's certainly not a strategy. So I ask, how do you know? And he replies, I've been doing digital marketing for over 10 years. Is that an answer? I mean, I remember when we were pitching database marketing back in probably the late 80s or something. And people asked me, does it really work? And the answer was, no, it doesn't. It never did. Big data didn't work. AI doesn't work. Mostly not at all. Okay? Because you don't set it up right. You don't understand direct marketing. You don't understand scientific advertising. Claude Hopkins, go to scientificadvertising.com to start. Okay? But I used to say, well, database marketing, we sell a lot of databases. Right. It works. Who has tattoos and muscles? I don't know. Maybe. Hey, Dan, nice to hear from you. A lot of guys have a lot of girls. I was watching some videos from Amanda, who either just started a new job or it's her birthday. I've been sending things out, trying to be more diligent about saying hello to people. And then I go to their profile and you know, look them up. And, you know, I watched three of her videos. Anyway, so I invited her to join us today. I'll mention that I talked to her, talked about her. Anyway, I said, what kind of proof do you have? And he says, I have case studies. I'm not sure what you're getting at, John. I don't need to prove anything. If digital didn't work, you wouldn't be on LinkedIn. That's the kicker, right? I said back, LinkedIn doesn't scale. Now, after I said that, I actually kept the, you know, I haven't blocked him or anything. He can say more. And if you're on, Jose, you know, get in touch. Anyway, but the guy pitched me. Oh, he did? Really? Yeah, okay, well, yeah, he stopped messaging me. I left it open in case he had a reply to that. What I noticed was, for all his, like, we'll send you leads, we'll grow you through LinkedIn, he's got 1/4 the number of first-level connections that I do. I love having enough connections to laugh at people. Right, LinkedIn does not scale. Even with 11,500-plus connections, you know, the engagement is minimal. I watch a guy who has almost 300,000 followers on LinkedIn, and he gets like 20 people on his live streams. And he's great, and I really like him. He's just the nicest guy. But it doesn't scale. It just doesn't. So now let's talk about scaling digital. This is a great article. Eric Koenig, okay? Eric's is, you know, doing some great articles for Brand United. I don't know if you know this, because that's why I do this, because I had a great talk with Debbie Ross up at Japs Olson. She's been one of the best supporters of WDMA, and we talked for about 40 minutes this morning. And she said, you know, there's other issues besides just people understanding how strategic mail is, like how do we get the data? Well, there are a lot of data options, you know, if you want to dig into it, even with CCPA. And Warren, a printer in Canada, he explained to me, the government doesn't regulate mail much because they make money on it. Think about that. You know, with GDPR, mail was never really impacted. It could have been, but they decided that, you know, since it's always been, and we've been mailing our customers for 40, 50 years, the customers don't mind that much. It's not that bad. And so GDPR and CCPA are really about email and really about retargeting and digital advertising. They're not about mail. So if you're worried about those things, I've got a plan for you. And this is part of it. So Eric points out that as of early, scheduled to be released early spring 2021, Apple's next update will require, right now, there's an advertiser identifier on an Apple phone. You may not realize that. You can opt out of it if you want. But the change that's coming is users will be required to opt in. Is that a big change? Yeah, it's a big change. LinkedIn, for example, put in an opt-out back in November of 2018. I had been downloading the email addresses from LinkedIn. Okay, and I had, I don't know what, 5,000 or something, and my first level connections. And suddenly, LinkedIn not only put in an opt-out, but they defaulted everyone to opt-out. So if you wanted to share your email, you had to flag yourself with, you know, you had to say, yes, I'm okay with it, even though it's on your profile. So it instantly destroyed the whole thing. There was no point in downloading data from LinkedIn, and I actually hired some people to go look up all the email addresses and all the other stuff on my LinkedIn first level connections, which worked out pretty well. That's where if you get emailed from me, it's probably because of that. Although it's aging, and I'll have to get it all redone every now and then because they don't keep it current. They just do it once, and then you're done. But anyway, so Apple's going to require users to opt in. So the default will be that it's not available. Some people are calling it the they're calling it it's the tsunami. Anyway, but Eric points out, and you really want to get this article, subscribe to the WDMA or, go to WDMA. It's in the member, every day the show notes are in the members area. To get the members area, you just subscribe over there. It's free. But anyway, look-alike modeling is at the core of most direct mail campaigns. There's better things to do, but the point is that we got enough data on enough people that there's a lot of ways that you can scale direct mail. Direct mail is much, much, much more scalable. Sometimes you can get people to want what you mail. You know, that was the story of Windham Hill. They were selling at retail. They were renting lists. That wasn't working. And I said, why don't you put inside your CD that you have a catalog available? We generated 600,000 names over the next couple months. They pulled 15% response rate, and they made $17 million increased valuation and sold out to BMG Records. So the other thing about mail is that it's got better attribution. If you hold out some of the mailed sample, you can measure the exact impact of mail. Not everybody understands how to do that, but Eric explains or at least touches on it. Okay, so you want to get your hands on this article, go subscribe. There's a nice picture of Eric. Okay, now, this was an interesting article because it's by Lynchpin. And I said to myself, I don't know who Lynchpin is. And so I went over to, Lynchpin. Let me get this. I looked up Lynchpin. Here it is. Here's Lynchpin. Believe in a better experience. Okay, well, anyway, whatever that means. Help identify and solve digital marketing and web design challenges that are hurting your brand, limiting your website growth and qualified leads and sales. It has nothing to do with direct mail, right? Lynchpin is a company that does digital marketing, SEO, all kinds of, it's just, it's a typical, and, I got a tip for you. If you work with companies that I've never heard of, putting a bunch of them up there is probably not that interesting as far as your website goes. But that aside, the point is that Lynchpin is now promoting mail in their blog that, entrepreneurs often don't know which form of marketing to use. Okay? How about direct mail? This is from Lynchpin. Can you believe it? When people hear the term direct mail marketing, they intrinsically think of physical letters, which is one of the things. And then they go into self-mailers, catalogs, packages, package inserts. And here's some ideas. Direct mail has some advantages. It can be more targeted. It can also be, it's also physical. It's more measurable. Isn't this something? I'm just blown away. So anyway, Andrew Ettinger is helping us sponsor. He's getting us the legit Zoom account so that we won't get those messages saying your thing is over for next week. So I'm so happy about that. It's so encouraging, to see the community coming together around direct mail. Matthew Parker, who coaches printers and print salespeople on how to sell more print, how to sell on value and not just on performance. Hey, Daniel. And he just texted me, said he's going to be there. I'm hoping Dave Rosendahl is going to be there. Plus Debbie Roth put down the cheese on her calendar. You never know. But go there and register, and we'll keep you posted because – I found out that the follow-up message had the wrong time on it or something. It's so complicated. Anyway, he's got some disadvantages like upfront cost, but we can overcome those. And it's just another great article. Have a great day. Oh, first I want to get back to Andrew. I get excited and I get a little, Yesterday I didn't even finish the talk. What Andrew's asking is, when people ask, does mail even work? He asks, does digital work? And you saw what happened. It's a meltdown. Digital works for the people selling digital. It doesn't necessarily work for the advertisers. Andrew points out, and I'm gonna repost this in the comments. I did an 18-minute summary of a two-hour interview that Andrew and David Rosendahl did, and I'll repost it in the comments because I, you know, chopped it down. But what he says is that when you're buying SEO, you know, you think that direct mail is more expensive, but when you're buying SEO, when you're buying and you let's say you're a plumber and you go, you search on plumbing and you say, okay, plumbers near me. This will probably light up my phone. What you see is you'll see Angie's List. You'll see, thanks, Henry. You'll see a Home Advisor. You'll see, you know, Yelp. You'll see all of this stuff come up that isn't you. Even if you're advertising, even if you're doing all that work, when you go out and sell print, you say, let's try it. You know, what business are you in? Oh, I got a deli or I got a restaurant. I say, restaurant's near me. We're standing right in your restaurant. Do you pay for that stuff? Oh, yeah, I pay a lot. Thousands of dollars a month. Okay, great. What comes up? Do you come up? Do any plumbers come up? No, not till the third page. So you're paying Google to get to the top there. You're paying Yelp and you're paying all these services. Yeah, here comes my phone after me. Stop it, phone. Anyway, the phones aren't that smart. People who think their smartphones are and their digital is so smart and we can model everything and we can know when your house is flooding. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay? What does work, and this is in Andrew's talk, what does work is going directly to the consumer with your message. Once a month, around your trading area, with a message that is tested and proven. And we test it. First rule I learned, the first rule was always test something. And that's what we help with in the WDMA. So come meet other people interested in direct mail and direct marketing next Wednesday. Go over there and sign up so we know how many are coming. But we're going to get the real Zoom today, and we're going to be able to handle it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. These things have been better than any webinars I attend. Boring people. Anyway, so when somebody asks you, does mail work? You ask them, does digital work? Right? Just ask them, does digital work? And then say, prove it. Because they can't do attribution. They can't do modeling. They don't know who saw it. Fundamentally, they don't know who saw it. And if you don't know who saw it, you don't know what's working. It doesn't work. You need both sides of that equation. Mail, we know what side. We know we have a label data set we can model. We can test. We can do holdout samples. You can't do a holdout sample with digital because you don't know who saw it and who didn't. You don't have the fundamentals. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.